Pat said, after a relatively quiet afternoon, it suddenly kind of erupted in the corridors here. What's going on?
Well, this is an expression, really, of just ordinary people here, young people, lots of different groups and organisations wanting to show solidarity with the most vulnerable countries, countries of the small island states in Africa, to ensure that in these, the last critical few hours of the Durban Cup, that what we don't get is a weak or ineffective deal, purely just to have a deal, but that we can support those who are on the front line, those who are already being affected by climate change, to make sure that they get ambitious demands, the most primarily being the second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol and strong, ambitious targets, legally binding, and to make sure that now the voices of ordinary people are being heard directly in the corridors and directly to the governments and the negotiators. I think one cry that's resonated very strongly is that we are the 99%, we are the people representing the people from around the world, and that our voices need to be heard in the negotiations, and not the short-term economic interests, the vested interests, the lobbyists from the fossil fuel companies who are helping to hamper progress. The window, we're in a critical juncture. We have a very short window, a very short period now between being able to stop catastrophic climate change, making a real impact to keep temperatures well below 1.5 degrees or even 2 degrees, or overshooting that and condemning millions of people to climate catastrophe. And I think that demand and that voice and that urgency has motivated people here to make this very strong protest, a peaceful protest, a very vibrant protest to stand in solidarity with the developing countries.